Tag, alle, alle bitte.
The martyrdom of Imam Hussein is commemorated in Karbala, Iraq, on the 40th day after his death. In Arabic, it's known as Arba'een. The event is now considered the largest peaceful gathering of people in the world. Many pilgrims choose to travel by foot. The most popular and secure route is the one from Najaf to Karbala, about 50 miles. Along the way, the pilgrims are hosted by the people of Iraq.
This is here, the road Najaf to Karbala. They call it Road Ya Hussein. And as you see, the tribes make their own mokib to serve the people. Mokib is the place like they call tekia or a place or a little mosque, so they can serve the visitor and the walker. See, they serve them with tea, they serve them lunch, they serve them with the snacks, they put chair to relax. Some of them, they also do massage for them. There is so many also clinics and emergency things, so they call those all. It's the people they donated to the walker, as you see here on the right side.
You know, it doesn't matter what nationality or race you are, as long as you're a lover of Ahlul Bayt, you always find that person or that people giving. They always want to give. They're very generous. They're very poor here, but they will do anything to serve and to give. They'll get in return. They believe they'll get in return in the hereafter.
The lovers of Ahlul Bayt, or the family of the Prophet, are those who strive to serve them and emulate their example. Abbas was the half-brother and lifelong supporter of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet. He was known among the people not only for his chivalry, selflessness, loyalty, and determination, but also for his unparalleled strength as a warrior. His desire in Karbala was to ward off the enemy army and to fetch water for the children of the camp, who ranged in age from 6 months to 15 years. In his attempt to bring back water, both of his arms were severed and his body was pierced with arrows from all directions. Abbas's haram, or sacred precinct, is one of the first places pilgrims pay their respects when visiting Karbala.
Abbas! Abbas! It's called Sakka! The one who gives water to the people, the one who quenches the thirst of people. But Abbas never brought the water to the camp. But because he tried, Allah has given him this blessing that Abbas, from now onwards, your haram will be the place where all the hajat will be taken care of. You will be Babul Hawa'id, the door of all needs to be fulfilled. You will quench the thirst of believers from now on.
Abbas!